All right, cool. All right, yo, Stacks.
Town.
All right, cool. All right. I got you up all here, bro. All right, hold on. Let me get this set up real quick. And here we go. We're going to start it. All right. Bet. All right, I can hear you, too. And it's recording. All right. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I was trying to get everything set up and stuff, doing this show live. I got my boy Stacks on the show, y'all. It's the interview that y'all been waiting for. It's the interview that we all been waiting for, and I've been trying to get this interview for a minute. So I'm going to present y'all Stacks. Stacks, what's happening?
What's up, Chi-Town? Thanks for having me, man.
Yo, man. I've been trying to get you on here, man. Trying to get you on the show and everything like that. I finally got you on here now. We're going to be talking about some stuff, baby. We're going to be talking about your music and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
We're talking about your music and everything, so to it and stuff. We're going to we got a lot of stuff to talk about, you know, too.
And with the conversation.
Yeah. You know, the music scene here, where we from. The people who you digging, who you like, you know, the people down here that doing this music, who you digging and stuff like that, and plus your music and stuff. And how long you been doing it, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, just a whole bunch of stuff, man. So
yeah,
I'm really proud that you know what I'm saying, you took the time out and come on the show, man. I really appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate the dig, really.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but first let's go ahead and talk about it. All right. Let everybody know who you is. For everybody, the people don't know who you are, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know who you are and where you from, and you know, and tell them what's up.
This your boy Stacks is Young Hard, representing Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm a Miller Heights cat straight from the hood, North Louisiana. If y'all don't know what I mean by Northside representative. If you go north in Fort Smith and you in Fort Smith, you're going towards Van Buren. That's right. The north side.
Right.
And that's how we ride. What's up, Chi-Town?
No, nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Living life, you know what I'm saying? Doing this podcast shit, you know what I'm saying? And getting our people up, you know what I'm saying? Get my peoples on here from the
You represent.
Yeah, man. I got
you
to.
Are. Yo.
I got to, man, and it's a really big deal right now, man, for us, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Fort Smith as a whole, you know what I'm saying, is the music, you know, the scene here.
It's the Cappy.
Yeah.
We might not be the capital of nothing else. Fort Smith might not be the capital of nothing else.
Uh-huh.
But we the capital of this music, man.
Yeah, and that's how I feel too. Cause like, I mean, like, we got good people here. We got some good artists here, you know what I'm saying? That they could really spit. Like you, you know, and like, you know, and Aaron Hall and all the other cats and stuff like that.
Man, when it come to Arkansas,
man,
I tell
we
people
hard.
This all the time.
Yeah,
don't
man,
talk
we
to
hard.
Me about Arkansas music unless you're talking about Fort Smith music.
Thank you.
I don't care what kind of music it is, Christian music, Christian hip-hop music, hip-hop music, it's some R&B cats around here. Listen, man, we is the mecca of music in our state. I don't care what nobody say or where they from.
And that's what I'm trying to get everybody to realize with this motherfucking podcast I'm doing. I'm trying to get everybody on board and let everybody know that, like, man, we got some good talent here, man. And I think, you know, and we get overlooked. Like, do you think we get overlooked with the music, man? Like, I mean, like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, streets versus studio, they got us confused.
Yeah,
but even when it comes to street, the negativity of the streets, hell, we run that too. Yeah. I don't care where you from in the state. We got smart cats to do that too.
Yeah.
So yes, we get overlooked.
And we get really like big time too, man. It's like. Like we don't get our respect, you know what I'm saying?
We can't get our respect because the state capital, which is Little Rock, get all the props because the props in Arkansas is for negativity.
Right.
So like, if the props in Arkansas is for negativity, and you the second in line of cities, mm-hmm. but your negativity rate ain't as high as the state is getting the props mm-hmm. in negativity.
Right.
You ain't gonna care. You ain't no care.
Right. Okay.
We ain't got no care. Our population is two times smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, it's a black thing, like black, like they blacker than us in Little Rock. PB, or it's just certain spots around here where the notoriety for being blacker is more prevalent than other spots that's ranked up there with the top, but for other reasons other than blackness, we at the totem pole because we don't have that many black people in Fort Smith,
right? Yeah, and that's true too. Yeah, we don't gotta. A big, like, a population of black people here in Fort Smith, like Little Rock does.
Right. So you take the dopest artist from Little Rock and verse him versus the dopest cat from Fort Smith, he gonna automatically win because more black people in Little Rock gonna vouch for him. If everybody in Fort Smith vote for this Fort Smith cat, only a third of Little Rock cats got to vote for it to even be tit for tat.
Right.
So, yeah, we get underrated, overlooked, and everything. But as far as the music go, I feel like we the Mecca because our positivity rate is a tad bit higher than theirs. Mm-hmm. In the sense of, we don't go there with street shit. The shit come to our hoods.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah, it do.
And music is an agent of that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, like, okay, well, since that's the case, then, I mean, like, okay, so how can we, like, fix that? Like, how can we stop getting overlooked? How can we be like, okay, look, I mean, like, Little Rock is on and popping, you know what I'm saying, with up there and everything, and everybody know Little Rock got is on and popping, but like Fort Smith is like, it's like the unheard little brother that got the skills, you know what I'm saying?
That's
you
a
know
tough,
what I'm saying?
That's a tough question right there.
Right.
And the best way for me to describe it, I had been reading this book, Chi-Town. Uh-huh. It's called The New Machiavelli, The Art of Politics in Business.
Right. Okay.
All right, check this out. You go to Nashville, Atlanta, California, New mm-hmm. York, mm-hmm. Florida. If mm-hmm. you go to any of them spots like that right there, you can walk into your local performance registration organization, ASCAP, BMI.
Right.
That right there is state funds. if you think about it, like, no matter what other state you're from, for you to even go in their offices, you got to go somewhere from your community. You got to leave your community.
Oh, okay. That like makes
to go
sense.
talk to your performance rights organization. You got to go out of town, make appointments, and handle it in a business fashion. And then on top of that, like when it come to like copywriting your music and all that, like I feel like I should be able to go to Little Rock and go in the Library of Congress office in my state, copyright my music, get an Arkansas ID number for my copyright, and all proceeds, all affiliations with anything I'm doing should stay in my state.
Right. Okay.
With, you know what I'm saying, like Congress and the Library of Congress and our state representatives, like, the best example for me is, you know how they got the AMP in Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah, over at Bentonville, right? Is that
right? Rogers, right. Just think about it. When they have concerts at that venue, every artist be from another state. I don't go by celebrity. I go by state.
Okay, then. Okay.
They'll go get Travis Scott. They'll go get Kevin Gates. They'll go get... y'all got to pay his state to get him to come. But you notice, like, when it come to the business and the politics of the music, Arkansas doesn't have the operations in a governmental stance.
Okay.
Like from a government perspective, as far as like copyright and the legality of like lawyers that do stuff in that area of entertainment. We don't have a music role like Nashville where you can go, like if you go to Texas or Tennessee, like these artists can go to the state government, go in an office, and conduct all their affairs.
Oh, okay. Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can go on the internet and look up Texas government, texas.gov/music, tennessee.gov/music. They got offices at, you know, like Capitol Hill, whatever that is in Little Rock, where the state representatives work. They got offices in them buildings that deal with this industry only.
Oh, damn.
How you think Nashville known for its country music?
Oh, shit. Word. Okay.
How come Memphis hip-hop scene is booming? They can go right to Nashville and take care of they official business, do business administration. They have them offices for them. We don't have that in Arkansas. You got to go to Atlanta or at Nashville or California or New York to do that shit.
Damn. Okay, so, wow. Damn, you just put me on some new shit. Okay.
Man, listen, because when it come down to copywriting and everything, what's the use to copywriting an album that don't nobody know who you is and you just trying to get heard?
Right.
And you might blow up with that album, but what's the use to copywriting it off the gate on release day? Having it copyrighted by release day.
Damn.
And then on top of that, what if I want to drive to the office, meet the people, sit there and watch my shit get processed for that? If I'm here, y'all should be able to do that for me where I can leave with this.
Right. Wow.
This is what we're dealing with. And I have been reading this book, The New Machiavelli, The Art of Politics and Business. And I have been applying my business, my industry, my company knowledge to the book. And it dawned on me like, it ain't no way for me I can make it here unless I leave here and go where they have these offices of administration of the paperwork. Like even what you doing the podcast, you right. might wanna copyright all your shit and stop giving every edition to iTunes and Spotify. You might want to put them on your website only. Where, wow. Like, damn, oh. you can't get Dope Show Live on iTunes 1 through 10. You can get 10 through 15 on there, but 1 through 10 is only on my website. Well, I ain't copyright my website to the end of the year one time.
Damn, all that shit's deep than a motherfucker. I didn't,
this
why?
Is the, that's what I'm saying. That's the frustration I have with this industry and being in the state of Arkansas, bro. But when it come, listen, Chantel, but when it come to Fort Smith, dog, we got the dopest shit around, dog. You want to, hey, nigga, you want to go in the kitchen and cook up some dope shit? You can do that shit forever around here.
Yeah, because
it's a lot of dope shit.
Yeah, around. Yeah, and you know what I'm saying, like
it's a like, lot.
Yeah, like you know, our I mean, rest in peace to Duna, you know Woo! What I'm saying? But like,
ain't lying.
Like he was giving out game. Like I saw that one video when he was talking about how he went to New York and he was doing his representing his shit like that, and he was saying that New York people is gonna stick with New York people. You know right. what I'm saying? Like. And he's saying that, like, or he was like Texas and all that other shit. He said, here in Fort Smith, he said, we don't stick together because we all going, like, we basically got beef with one another. Well, how do you feel about that? Like, is that, was he hitting yeah. the point on that when he was talking about that?
Man, it's a funny thing because a lot of beef or beefers.
Yeah.
They only beefing because they lack knowledge. Like, right. if you think about it, like somebody who in this, like, Chi-Town, a new podcast come out and he ain't got the subject matter you got.
Right.
And he don't
right.
understand how you get your subject matter. The only right. thing he gonna be left to do on this podcast is talk shit about you.
Right, right, right.
So therefore, I really chop beefing up as to lack of knowledge, which only brings about lack of trust.
Wow. Okay.
Cause okay. like me, succeed was my little homie. I can right. tell you right now, if he was alive today, I'd probably be in signing contention with him. Like present time, within the last week, within the next week, 2 weeks, I will be signing something with him.
Right.
Because right. I know he had put that hustle in and grinded out and did dope music.
Right.
Where if he would have been alive a year, it was all good just a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he would have been alive today, we'd be talking about a whole different ball game. All this, what we doing right now, what we talking about, that should have been a different vicinity right now.
Yeah. Damn. Because I was like, because, you know, like, I mean, like, I haven't talked to Duna in, like, in years. But the last time I talked to him was, like, about, like, 20 years ago, bro.
Really?
And he was working at Champs. He was working at the mall at Champs. And then me and my homeboy Eddie Gully, you know Eddie Gully.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I was
yeah.
with him and we was in there, you know, talking and shit, and he was like asking me, like, well, you still doing your music? And I said, nah, at the time I stopped, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing my music at all. And I was like, I was doing some ignorant shit and everything, but that's a whole nother story for a whole different time. But he was asking me, was I still doing my music? And I said, no, I ain't having picked up a pen and notepad, and I haven't did none of that in a minute. And he spit a freestyle for me, and that shit was dope. And he was like, yeah, he said he's leaving. and he was going to Texas. And I was like, oh, yeah? And I said, yeah, he's going to Texas. He's going to do his music. And I was like, why are you going to Texas? I was like, why you just can't stay here? And he said, man, he said, Fort Smith, man, is so far behind, bro. He was like, he said, I can't make it here. I got to go somewhere else to make it. And he had that talk with me. Like, it was like a good 15-minute talk when he was saying he had to leave. And he said, if he blow up, he going to come back and get and put people on. And I was like, all right. But when I left, I didn't see him after that. I didn't see him after that until like who texted me? JP texted me and said that Duna got killed. Duna's dead. He's gone. I was like, what?
October 10th, 2019. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you from what I understand. That was on a Saturday night.
Wow, for real?
October 10th, 2019 was on a Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Duna was supposed to meet with Warner Brothers Monday morning.
No shit.
Duna was supposed to leave Warner Brothers and fly to Florida.
Right.
And catch another plane from Florida to Dominican Republic, Cuba, the Bahamas, or one of them spots like that to shoot a new video.
No shit.
If Duna was supposed to come back from over there, go to BET, and introduce his single with the baby, No Cap. When Duna done that, he's supposed to leave with the baby and go on tour. That's what bring me to today, because he would have just now getting back, because anybody to know Ronnie Cravens Jr., they know how big he was on Thanksgiving and coming home to Fort Smith. And every year when he came home, at least three artists from here got to do a song. You got P. Beezy. Beezy, I don't know if he's still in Texas. I don't know if he's in Vegas. I don't know what his son. His son is in Vegas dropping mad tracks. He had Young Hog and Killer in our own ball in Arkansas getting it in.
Wow.
And he had jumped off with a whole lot of the freshman class of 2019. From what I understood, from what I understood, he did a song with everybody who was in the freshman class of XL.
No shit.
Dej Loaf, the baby, Blueface. Who else came out on that XXL freshman class? I heard he got it in with all of them.
Damn.
If you go Googling, you will see he was in there with some of them freshman class, because he on there with a whole bunch of underrated ones. He got like three or four songs with a whole bunch of underrated cats from that freshman class right there in 2019.
I didn't know.
But he the only one who got it in with the baby. And he also got 100 views on YouTube for that No Cap. A million views, rather.
Yeah, that nigga was on his way, dog.
He was on his way. If he was on his way, the way he kicked the door down, and you know what? Man, he got so much material that ain't even released still right now. And I'm trying to get my hands on it, Shotown. I don't believe in not. Like, if somebody gone to be with the higher power, that their music should just stop. No.
Right, yeah, it should keep going.
No.
Yeah, it should keep going.
Don't stop the music, man.
Yeah, just like with Pop, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey, you know what I'm saying?
And see, because you bought up Pac and Nipsey, it bring me all the way back to this book, bro. The new Machiavelli, The Art of Politics in Business. Man, think about how many politicians blew up off of Tupac.
Yeah.
Think about the ones that's blowing up just in California off of Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they want a new sheriff in town after that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
So, like, okay, from that, okay, then. Was Duna, okay, Duna, he was the biggest star from Fort Smith.
He was going to be.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless,
since he's gone now, who is going to fill that hole?
It'll never happen, bro. That's why I go back to his material, and I know how many songs he got still that ain't even finished. I know it's over 1,000 songs. That's enough for him to blow up every artist we got at least one time. And Fort Smith. Just Fort Smith.
Wow.
Real talk. Like that was the loss of all losses for this industry in our town.
I think. Him and Duna and Sacred Young, Jesse.
Yeah, that's super hurt. And you know what? They got a whole lot of material that nobody never get to hear too. I'm talking about them two together.
Yeah.
Major loss.
Really? And tell you the truth, really, they got me back on my shit was Sacred Young. Like, he don't know this, but when I first saw him rapping and shit and got back, because I was out for a while. I didn't do no music for a long time. I'm talking about for a long time, Stacks. And then when I saw Jesse doing his music and shit, and I heard his shit, I was like, damn. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You
know? Cause your flavor's in that area.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, okay, so I'm finna get back into it. That's why I was talking to Jermaine that day over. God damn, this shit is strong in the motherfucker. That day, this is some kill right here. Like that, you remember that day you was over there at my cousin's house over there in the hood, Jermaine, and he was talking about doing the music and shit.
Yeah,
and you was like, well, shit, we could get it. I'm like, if you go get the shit now, we could just do. And he went and got the shit. We did it all.
He did.
Yeah, that was my first time getting back into music.
I mean,
that's why.
You think you're gonna make it back? I mean, you already make it back. Listen,
with this the podcast is the stepping stone. I got my beat machine, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was just gonna say. See, I'm only dropping micro albums right now. I ain't dropping a whole album. I'm a producer shy.
Yeah, I got you for that. I'm dropping the whole album.
I want to work on it.
16 tracks.
Because I've got mad respect for the Dope Show Live. If you working, and they ain't respecting or even if they sleeping on you, man, it's sad. Yeah. It's sad, bro. It is.
Because like back in my day, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was more of a freestyle battle rapper. I didn't really make no songs and shit like that, you know, until Keith Hargraves.
He still works. Hey, that dude right there hollered at me, man. And it blew my mind because he don't operate off no dog. He's straight up beat machines and keyboards.
Yeah.
He ain't got no computer nowhere. Not hooked
up. I know.
Not hooked up to his equipment.
No.
That shit blew my mind. I was like, that's kind of genius.
Yeah. He's a mutant.
He's genius.
When
it quit, though.
Yeah, when it comes to his beats and shit, yeah. He was the first one to taught me how to write a song, bar for bar.
He always had a hypnotic rhythm that he ain't never, he ain't never lost. Like, God ain't never threw him off his TikTok, bro. Ever.
No, he still.
Yeah, I seen him at a game, bro, and I talked to him. And I could tell how he talked. Like, boy, he been in the lab. Whatever he been doing, I can feel the lab coming off of this cat. And I asked somebody about him not too long ago.
Yeah, I got a thing I call people that been in the game for a long time, especially like beat producers, like, you know, me and my homeboy Ian. We call them lab lords.
That's hard.
He's a lab lord.
That's hard. And
he's a.
I'm gonna tell you, the game, the game right now. If you ain't 35. You don't need to be trying to jump in this game no more. You need to try to. If you a young cat, 18 to 34, you need to be trying to jump on this shit with an OG because this shit is real.
Yeah.
This is, you watch. this is Queen of the South. This game is Queen of the South and Power mixed in one thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Seriously.
And I believe,
It is, because there's so many different forms and fashions and different types of products you can come out with. Like, man, listen, you might do some dope shit like Pop Smoke that make cats want to whack you.
Yeah.
Like, the way he was marketing and branding himself and finna pop off.
But like, how much would you feel? Yeah, but how? Okay, you've been in the game for a long time.
94.
You really a rap. Yeah, dogs. I'm sorry, Stacks. OG, you a rap god, then nigga.
I'm a pin god. All right, rap.
Well, you see,
I ain't no rap guy.
If you could freestyle from the top of your head,
I'm not Eminem. I ain't Eminem. I'm not Lil Wayne. I'm not Kid. I'm not Kid Cudi. I'm not Childish Gambino, bro. Right.
Before Smith,
I'm straight natural like Arkansas, and my pen.
For Smith,
the pen in the pad is what it is with us. Now you got some rap guys around here, but
yeah, like Dollar D.
Oh,
what you think, Dollar D? That's my brother-in-law.
Ooh. See, you need a guy. You got to take a cat like him somewhere like the Midwest, or DC, the DMV, Maryland, VA area. Man, dude will be what you said there. A rap guy, but
this nigga was getting beats. He was going to Cali and getting beats from Battlecat.
That's hard.
Yeah, he come back to the hood. Like, when I was living out at L.I. Gardens, Million Hikes, baby, we up in here. Million Hikes is up in here, baby. L.I. Gardens, stand the fuck up.
I mean, Dean is really a rap guy. I can't get a grip of what he got going on.
Well,
He ain't just gonna drop verse with you. Yeah, he don't give a fuck where the beat come from.
He's a funny cat.
He already got some shit, man, dog. In this game, if you already made a path, getting off your path in this game is fucking crucial. It's brutal and it's deadly. The rap game is the rap game ain't no different than the crack game, bro. It will get you alive when you ain't here no more.
Okay, but niggas like you and Dollar Dean and other niggas that did it from back in the day is still here eating.
But look at what we do. We hold a fort down.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all want it first. So like I'm gonna do a fucking documentary on this Chi-Town. Shit, nigga. And I'm gonna have y'all on this for real.
I got two of them. I got two of them on film, and I need you. But on another note, listen. We holding down
y'all legends.
We holding a
y'all Fort Smith.
You're
legends.
Right. But we hold down a fort, and ain't nobody fucking with each other, or we'll be killing it. That beef shit.
Okay, so
know what it is.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. I think it's the gangbanging shit.
I can't
even
give
though
it,
we not like
bro,
Little Rock.
I can't give it that.
Even though we not Little Rock, man, nigga. Hey, it's not too many hype niggas gonna fuck with GD niggas. But Saladin was living right there at L.I. Gardens, and that in L.I. Gardens supposed to be a blood neighborhood.
Listen.
We hikes over there.
We all like that. And we don't got to go outside our neighborhood. But we got a network. So this is...
But I'm just saying, the reason why we ain't networking is because of that gang
whose decision is it? Theirs or ours?
It wouldn't be mine. It'd have to be theirs.
Okay,
I wouldn't feel like that.
Listen to what I'm finna say. I started off in 94. I dropped some tracks in Tulsa, Oklahoma with a cat. We called him Big Man. Big Man ain't here with us. He had moved to California and he was overweight and he passed away. But artist that you talking about who in that area of legendary who been doing it in the 90s, they all work with that dude. But what I'm getting at is, but since then, I work with Matthew Watts. I work with Walt Dog, Freddie Walton. I done work with Sandman, Byron Sanders. Byron from Yo Hood over there in VB. And he ain't here with us. And he was putting it down in Memphis. This cat's in Memphis who got beats from Sandman who done blew up and we don't even know him.
I don't know this.
He ain't here no more.
I don't.
Sandman is dead, man. Listen, stretch
the
perfector. Stretch done stretched from Arizona all the way to the East Coast. Produced for Fabulous and all type of shit. I'm talking about everybody in Fort Smith probably got a beat from this dude. Let me think. Wow, D is an up-and-coming killer. He been producing since 2015, and he ain't even from Portsmouth. He from, like, Magnolia, Southern Arkansas somewhere. And then I've been working with Ked OP. OP is a damn born-and-bred hip-hop icon in Portsmouth. He been doing this shit since he came out of his mama womb. So I don't understand what the fuck the beef is. If it's that deep, we can't come together. We don't. I mean, like, we ain't got no choice but to walk away from the town and try to make it somewhere else, which ain't gonna do nothing but make it more beef.
Yeah, because niggas hate. Niggas envy, man. Like, down here, too.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't really understand it either, man. I really don't understand it either, but I'm just saying my theory, my thought, I think what the beef is, it has to be that gangbang shit.
And in our 40s?
Stop. Even though
it's rep till you die, blood.
Even back then.
Blood in, blood out.
Even back
come on,
then.
Dog. Blood in, blood out versus the money, dog. I want to get money.
Yeah. But I feel the same way you feel. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, but let me, like, the beef, I don't know what the personal, I don't think personal beef. Because I just don't like, if I see a nigga and I don't know him, I'm not going to hate that dude. I'm not going to hate that nigga. Why? I don't even know this nigga. Unless he say something or do something to make me feel that way towards him. But just like meeting the nigga and looking at this nigga and he got success, I'm not gonna hate this nigga.
You
know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna beef with this nigga. Yeah, because what that should do, yeah, yeah, or what it should do to me it should make me be like, oh, I should be motivated to get like this nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, he's doing his thing. I'm going to congratulate. Oh, okay, nigga, I see you doing your thing. Yo, keep doing your thing. Boom. That's going to make me be like, shit, I got to get like mm-hmm. this nigga. Let me step my game up.
I mean, I don't understand, and I'm seeking it. I'm seeking understanding right. on how to make our industry enforcement better. You know why? You know why?
Yeah, man. If everybody gets together.
I feel like I played an intricate part in helping build this industry, and it's not finished until somebody make it.
Okay, so that's because that's another thing we're going to talk about right there. Yeah, okay, so you might as well say you probably wanted to
pioneers.
One of the pioneers. That's right. Well, you are then. You probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so how do you feel right now? How you feel about the music today? Is the music was different back then when you was coming out around in 94. The music was different. But you doing it still. How do you feel now? How you feel the vibe? How the city feel like? The vibe of
the way when we was growing up in the 90s, like on your last podcast, you was talking about 90s yeah. versus 22.
Today's music.
Back then when they was doing that music,
right?
It really was what it was. That's what it was. Like, you didn't have no way around.
Right, okay.
The way it is now, like if you think about it, like think about Bobby Smurd and YNW Melly and XXX. Man, I mean, like really look at what the industry did to them dudes. What's the little buddy name from Chi-Town? He got a banging track with Eminem. What's his name? Juice WRLD. Have you ever heard that cut with Eminem and Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Juice WRLD.
That was dope.
Why would you want to live? Like, why you didn't keep the fight going? Dog, you was doing it.
Well, that's that fame. That was pressure for him.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. Like, back then, that was the life. Like, dog, it didn't matter who you was. Where you went, that's what was going on. Gang bang. Right.
Okay.
Now,
see, that's what I'm
now. Doing. Now you can write your own narrative. You write that song. You write that song about that type of shit. You ain't about that life. That shit might pop off in your face.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of that new shit is.
Yeah. Everybody tough. Everybody's a shooter.
Okay. Then, but in between what we was listening to growing up and what it is today, you got to think about the eras we went through as the black community, and I'm talking about nationwide.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, the same thing. Like, dog, you got albums out there of cats who was snitching. That whole album is a fucking statement.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's word.
Then you got cats out here on that R&B shit, and this dude is really talking about another man.
Yeah, word, yeah.
This is where the game took us, bro.
Okay, so how you feel about that, though? Like, do you feel disgusted?
No.
Do you feel like
this is what it is, bro? Look at all the shit life done threw at us since the 90s. Like, nigga, you didn't know the shit about a nigga dressing up like no bitch and walking around with a dick when you was 16. You can't tell me you did. You didn't know daddies would take their daughters down through there when you was 15. You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, you probably didn't know that shit exists till you was like 20. Like, what?
Yeah. Damn.
Real talk. Tell me the first time you seen a bitch with a dick. A nigga walking around looking like a bitch with a dick longer than yours.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, niggas was walking around gay, and you knew he was funny.
Me and my wife. No,
but this nigga ain't got a whole weed.
We was
a whole weed. We was whole titties and a dick. Come on, nigga.
Nah, we was driving down motherfucking Rogers, nigga, and we seen this motherfucking white, like from behind. You thought it was a white woman. Shaped like a white woman. Like, I tell you, no lie. I'll tell you, I promise you, the God. And me and my wife was looking, and she like, we like, she, my wife like, ooh, she got a nice shape on her. I'm like, yeah, she do. And then when she turned her face to the side, it was a motherfucking man.
Okay,
nigga.
Okay. When was your...
I was like, oh, I said, oh, no. I wanted to jump out and punch him in the face, but I didn't.
That's a hate.
Because I was
that's
tricking me.
You know that reaction is a hate crime by federal law. That shit's berserk. You almost went berserk because you wanted to pull over and beat them. But look, when was the first time that you knew that was going on, that it was men doing it? How old was you?
I want to say about 13, 14.
How old is you right now?
39.
So that means I was 18. I'm going to agree with you because I worked at Harps, and Chopper came in Harps one day when I was sacking up some groceries. That was the first time I ever seen that shit. 18 years old. I was like, that's a dude. Nigga, mustache poking out. This nigga got a wig going down, touching his ass with some stilettos on. Stop it, dog. What are you doing?
Yep.
What is all that? So therefore, like, you got to think about the subject matter of shit now.
Yeah. Because a lot of this shit come from prison. Niggas be going in prison thinking they all hard.
See, I mean, but still.
And they get fucked. They come out.
But me and you ain't never been. They say that type of shit ain't supposed to make it to the streets.
Yeah, well.
But then they make it to the streets, and now it's cats in that area of life, in that lifestyle, the same lifestyle, and that's their song.
That's crazy.
So, like, going platinum, you can sell it to a million records to a million transgender cats.
Why it can't be no Jay Electronica's, man? Why it can't be no Kendrick Lamar's? Why it can't be no motherfucking... I'm going to say Benny the Butcher. Yo, shout out to that nigga, man.
Yo.
Burden of Proof, nigga.
You heard, man.
That shit is... Oh,
I just heard a song.
Out to him.
I just heard a song with him, Dej Loaf, and Conway, bro.
Oh, this shit's hard. Yeah.
It's on the new Dej Loaf. I was tripping. She got a nice one, dog. Rick Ross on that joint. Both of them, Benny and Conway on there. Man, she got some hard hitters on there, man. I was like, this is 2K20 music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still 2K20 music. I mean, back then when we was bumping NWA or the solo MC Ren or some Mac 10 or these cats ain't trying to feel no dudes running around dressed like women and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So like the shit still the same. It just added a whole bunch of whole shit.
That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy.
I don't know if it was you, but somebody was like, do y'all think history repeats itself? People don't learn from their mistakes. It will. Easy. And time after time after time. And I'm like, to be honest, where the music industry ends, so does the world. Like, that's the only industry where you can make people feel you. Or feel your walk, or feel your journey, or feel your lifestyle. Your music.
Yeah.
Artistic impression is the most impressionable form of communication in the 21st century.
Right.
Like I've been noticing how much dance, like dancers, these new, like you see a lot of black cats on these commercials and shit, dancing and shit. That's the new form of expression, bro. Like the music nowadays is only, it ain't about what we accept as African American, black people, whatever you want to call it, man. Dark skinned people. It ain't about what we want to hear. It ain't about what we want to see. None of that. It's about, as far as we go as being artists, it's about letting out what they need to hear. It's just them. It's like, dog, the 1968 era on steroids. If you go back and listen at they music, what they was listening to in the 68s when the civil rights shit was going on, they talking about the same shit we talking about in 2020. See, 2019, if you think about it, 2019, all this ain't out right now. Nobody don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
You got to be talking about some protesting and what's so crazy about it, shit, Rodney King got his ass beat 95.
Was it 92?
It don't matter. He got his ass beat in front of us.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't look no different from Floyd. Except they didn't hit him with his club.
Yeah,
it was the same number of officers and everything. Yeah.
But this time they killed him, though. They killed him.
Shit, you might as well, which one would you would have rather been if it had to be you?
I don't want to be none of them, but
if it had to go down, I would have rather been Floyd than Rodney. Because he lived.
Yeah. Well, I see your point. I see your point. Okay.
What you do? I'm recording, man. Hello.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah. Huh?
Ashton, what in the world? Shot Town.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Yo, Stacks.
Bro, what did you do? You messed me up, man. I was talking. Hello.
Yeah, I can still hear you. I can still hear you. Can you hear me? All right, people, we might have.
Yo, sorry about that. That was the interview. Somehow he got cut off from the interview. So I would just come back and finish it off next time. We're going to do a part two, so you just wait for that. That would be episode 5, the second half interview with Stack. So I had a lot more to ask him. And so eventually he got cut off, but it's okay. The next episode 5, would be the second half of Stack's, the interview. And yeah, man, we'll have some good stuff for y'all, and I got some music for y'all too. So I want y'all to sit back, you know what I'm saying, relax for the rest of the show, and then I just come back on and tell y'all when the next episode will be about, when Stacks come back, the second half. So yeah, peace, and when I come back, You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play these joints, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all hear them. And let me know what y'all think, you know what I'm saying? And the interview, you know what I'm saying? It was getting good, you know what I'm saying? I was leading up to the good stuff here. So I was going to let y'all feel where we coming from. Fort Smith, Arkansas, baby. We in here, you know what I'm saying? Mellon Heights, stand up. L.I. Garden, stand up. We in here, baby. All right, here's some new music.
It's rare to see, rare to hear. Even though angels in the outfield, we still hit it out. Say what you wanna, it's my word, I make it do what I need it to. The color's just a description in it, blood moon. It's rare to see, rare to hear. Even though angels in the outfield, we still hit it out. Say what you wanna, it's my word, I make it do what I need it to. The color's just a description in it, blood moon. Back on this edge with colors, it's all too good. It's just a description, here and there. Heard you looking for me, you got something to say. A little JK in it. I just want it for this new piece. Be in it for the style and peace. Ay, keep it simple. B, see this new goodie. Sounding like a Cali Odie. Keep it easy. E, this 20 blurring new. Kinda just like music. Marvin Gaye, Eric Sermon. This blood moon. Blood moon. Blood moon. It's rare to see, rare to hear. Even though angels in the outfield, we still hit it out. Say what you wanna, it's my word, I make it do what I need it to. The color's just a description in it, blood moon. It's rare to see, rare to hear. Even though angels in the outfield, we still hit it out. Say what you wanna, it's my word, I make it do what I need it to. The color's just a description in it, blood moon.
It's from South by Southwest, I'm Amarillo like Texas. Middle of the heights to stay hype. Anywhere to play right, the game type. Them lames like it. Even in AD, it'll be Jesse and Stacy. The states be in a state of hype. Hypey and heist. The I'm making it bop. It don't stop. This probable cause, y'all can call Joe Will. Sparks from the L, make you the gas telly. O to the FMP, PVT, OMG.
Blood moon. You wanna, it's my word, I make it do what I need it to. The color's just a description in it, blood moon. It's rare to see, rare to hear. Even though angels in the outfield, we still hit it out. Say what you wanna, it's my word, I make it do what I need it to. The color's just a description in it,
Scottus. Potus. Potus, Scottus. Scottus. Potus.
Potus,
Scottus. They don't really block us. Knock us, rock us. Always trying to stop us. Pop off, Molotov. I go so hard, I need soft. I'm so on, I need out. That's a win when you lost. They done tried everything, but they don't have no space. Maybe not everything. This the big homie. Cointelpro. H-O, H-O. Geronimo. Poverty Pimp. Type dollars. This type collar you flip. Apartheid, a hard time. However, this era new. I flew a coup with flares. Now I'm in a hurry. Someone gotta get buried. I wrote murder be. Killer be killed. I'm bad, so I thrill. I'm at peace, so peace be still. For real, it's real. It's real. Peace be still. Potus, Scottus. They don't really block us. Knock us, rock us. Always tryna stop us. Pop off, Molotov. Go so hard, I need salt. I'm so on, I need out. That's a win when you lost. That's a win when you lost. I'm so on, I need out. They don't really block. Knock us, rock us. Potus, Scottus.
I'm still hearing this ish, whipping in. And my think
sure thing about it, but look, this the thing about it. Oh shit, you like to style it, this style flaunt this. This here it, this new keep it simple, stupid kiss. Now look on this, missing the one before this. Look, that FL artist, fly this. You know the rest, that old potus has got this on this. Better get with it, I ain't speaking in Scottish. Now to you, how is this sounding? In this new it, we pounding. In this new it, still on this. Keep a watch of your surroundings in it. As a citizen of artists, most time for justice sake, you gotta for goodness sake keep the peace. But hashtag personal decision, listen to this mission, let's just keep the peace. Now what you make of this potter with stacks, just call me one of the plotters for this new potter Scottus.
Knockers, rockers, always trying to stop us. Pop off, Molotov, go so hard I need salt. I'm so on, I need off, that's a win when you lost. Potter Scottus.
Alright man, that was Stacks. New joints. That was Blood Moon and Hot Box, man. Hey, man, that was Stacks. Thank you, man, for blessing us with the interview, man. Thank you for dropping off your new joints, man. Yo, check this out, man. Next episode will be the second half, and we're going to be talking about a whole lot more. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to feel this episode, man, you know. And no disrespect to anybody, you know what I'm saying? If anybody feel like they feel offended in any kind of way, how me and Stacks talk. This is the OG, you know what I'm saying? We talk like this when we chop it up, you know what I'm saying? I thought it would be a good idea to put one of our conversations that we have when we amongst each other. It would be a good idea to put it on my podcast, you know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, to the people out there that tuned in, you know what I'm saying? My apologies and his apologies as well for how it got cut off. Something probably happened with the mic on his phone and got messed up or something. I don't know. But, you know, it was a good interview. And, you know what I'm saying? So the next interview will be pretty good too, or even better. You know, episode 5, man, you know, I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to talk, my mind speeding right now because I'm trying to think of so much. But, yo, episode 5, man, my bad. I'm messing it up. Episode 5 will be the second half with Stacks, the interview. And we're going to be talking about a lot more where we're from and we're in the area, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be talking about more of his music and what he got coming out and everything like that. And we're going to be talking about a whole lot of more stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Fort Smith, man, you know, we got talent here, you know. And I would love to, you know, play everybody's talent on my podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the only thing you got to do is hit me up. I'm on Facebook, you know. I ain't hard to find. So just hit me up and I'll get you my email and then send your stuff to my email and then I'll copy it to my podcast and I'll play it on there, man, on every episode. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be more like this to come, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot more coming. You know what I'm saying? I want people to feel this. You know what I'm saying? I want people to feel, you know, proud of their city, man, especially in hip-hop, man. You know, I think I got a lot of love for a lot of people here that's doing their music, doing their thing. Ain't no beef over here, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love for everybody here in Fort Smith doing their music, man. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing here, you know what I'm saying? What Stacks was expressing to me and what he was telling me, how he feel, you know what I'm saying? For him being a vet in the game for a long time, for him seeing a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I already know. But I'm showing everybody respect with the music, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to embarrass nobody. If you feel that way about your music, man, local or worldwide, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? You should always feel good about what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Forget the naysayers. You know what I'm saying? Forget the haters. Just get your paper. You know what I'm saying? Stunt on these punk ass, hating ass, shit face having ass, punk ass bitches. You feel me? But yeah, man. Shout out to Stacks, man. Fortunately, the way it got cut off, you know what I'm saying? It was unfortunate, but it's all good, though. It's all good, man. Shout out to Stacks. I appreciate it, man, for you coming through, you know, telling me about how you feel and how you feel about the music and everything like that. And so we're going to keep doing this. We ain't stopping. And we're going to keep it popping, all right? And thanks to the people that came out, the subscribers, man. I can see it on my podcast, a little thing, how many people then, you know, then subscribe to me, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for coming out, listening to the show. And if people, the first time you was tuning in and you want to know what we from, what we represent, you know what I'm saying, what we do, and hip-hop down here in Arkansas, and what he was telling me about was real deep, and you know what I'm saying, I learned a lot. This is pretty good, man. And y'all need to, you know, I'm at least trying to get an ear out there far out that's really, you know, good in music and know how to help us to get, you know, some recognition, to be recognized, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of talent here, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to thank y'all. And the first timers, if y'all, like I said, I was finna say, thank you for coming, joining in for your first time. You know, subscribe, man. Hit that subscribe button, man. I appreciate the love. So, yo, we are out. And, y'all have a blessed night, blessed day, whatever, blessed morning, whatever. Just make sure you're blessed when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Make sure you're blessed. All right. Peace out. Thank y'all. I got some more dope stuff coming. Some more dope music is coming. And, yo. That was Dope Show Live. The interview with Stacks. Part one. Part two, episode 5, baby. All right. Peace and love.